I have talked to some people in the past few days, including a few that were at the speech last night, who have said that they wrote to you seeking protections when they were in Iran. It seems you must have gotten many letters from these types of people. Some of them, I guess I'm wondering, what would you say to them, those people who wonder whether you tried to help them and maybe couldn't? I'm wondering what he would say to those people who did suffer during his regime.
میگم من در این چند روزه که در روزه با بعضی صحبت کردم به خود اونایی که تو صحبت‌های شما در این روزه بودن و کسایی که بالاخره میگن با شما هم نامه نوشتن واسه اینکه بهشون کمک کنید و بتونن زیر فشارهایی که وارد شده از اون فشارها نجات پیدا کنن و شما چی به اونا میگید؟ آیا میتونید بگید نتونستم کمکی بکنم و تلاش کردم و چی دارید به اینها بگید که از شما خواستن در اون دوران که مورد آزار و اذیت قرار گرفتید؟
اولا خب بعضی موارد هست که نامه می‌نویسن و توقع دارن در حالی که روندی که رخ داده روند قانونی و مناسبی بوده و طبعا هر کس مشکلی پیدا میکنه احساس میکنه که اون چی که انجام شده کار غیر قانونی و خلاف بوده و به او جفا شده است.
Of course, some people write or have written and write to me demanding a certain recourse, even though some of those may actually have gone through a legal process, due process, and many of them, or all of them actually, usually believe that they have been unjustly treated.
مطمئناً نسبت به بعضیام رفتاری شده که نباس بشه.
And certainly there have been a lot of people or many have been mistreated that they shouldn't have been happening.
ولی اولا من فکر میکنم در این مدت هیچ کس نمیتونه ادعا بکنه که از سوی دولت یعنی قوه اجرایی مورد جفا قرار گرفته یا نسبت به او رفتار نادرستی انجام داده.
But I believe nobody would probably claim that executive branch have mistreated them or in those years.
ممکن است ناراضی باشند که روند پیشرفت سریع نبوده ولی نمیتونن بگن که دولت جفایی یا ستمی نسبت به بخشی از جامعه روا داشته.
They may be dissatisfied that those steps were not speedy enough and quick enough, but I'm sure they would not say that they were unduly mistreated and
مسائل مربوط میشه به دستگاه و نهادهای دیگر.
These problems usually are the concerns of other institutions.
اولا مسئله تفکیک قوا خودش مسئله است که وجود داره و اینجور نیست که همه کار از دست دولت بر بیاد.
First of all, the separation of powers is something real that we could, you know, usually not everything can happen under control of executive.
بسیاری از موارد دولت بنده چه وزارت اطلاعات چه شخص خودم کاملا موضع گرفتیم به نفع کسانی که احساس میکردیم مورد ستم قرار گرفتن.
And many times in my government and my intelligence ministry have taken strong positions that have actually supported the grieved and aggrieved party.
خیلی جام تلاش شد که با همین تفاهم صحبت و گفتگو بعضی مشکلات حل بشه. گاهی موفق شدیم گاهی هم نشد.
Many places we tried and attempted to resolve these with negotiation and discussions, and some places we were not successful.
But overall, when he looks back, he's pleased with his legacy, his progress.
میان در مجموع رضایت دارید از پیشرفتتون و کاری که کردید.
هیچ وقت انسان با توجه به اهداف و آرمانی که داشته راضی نیست.
Never people are satisfied with the progress relative to the objectives that one had.
دلش می‌خواست که پیشرفت بیشتر بشه.
We would hope that we could do much more progress, we would achieve much more progress.
با توجه به امکانات و محدودیت هایی که وجود داشته احساس میکنم که میشه راضی بود.
Within available resources and constraints that I had, I think I could say that I was satisfied.
البته همیشه نگرانی وجود داره.
Of course, there are always concerns.